It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you.
I am a gay American.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. The day before we are going to take a short little hiatus, we are playing Your iPod Sucks. We'll be doing that in just a second, but we're going to talk to Mr. Burbank about one of his favorite subjects. Buzz had a brilliant idea during the break. The way we're honing and refining this game as we play it.
Yes.
Right?
For anyone that wants to interrupt the music when the iPods are playing,
right,
we have to shout out at the top of our lungs, Your iPod sucks! But we do it individually, and that's
right.
How we'll know when it's time to stop the music. So if you'd like to play that game with us, 877-365-3636. A little better that second brief round than the first time we played it.
I think so.
A few more accurate people guessing whose iPod was whose.
We're getting there.
And we'll do this. Now, Buzz,
yes.
When we first concocted this little thing, you said you were going to venture into the world of the adults. And you were going to do a little porn review.
Venture or re-venture?
Re-venture
the
into the world.
Porn.
But this is a very serious endeavor, and I understand you have your very first pornography review for us.
I do. I took it seriously. Today's a film that we're going to look at for men and for couples.
Do we have any porno music we can play in the background?
I thought perhaps you would play the Hollywood music.
Now, Katie, are you getting shocked?
She's been
take it off. Take the headphones off.
Yeah,
huh?
get rid of the headphones.
Or plug in over here.
If you've ever been shocked in your ear, I mean on your ear, that's a painful thing.
I'm afraid we're not taking a vacation.
She has stopped barking.
I swear to God. Hey, isn't Bear like around the corner or something
exactly.
Like that?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God. Katie, are you okay?
I don't expect
anyone to come in here from the support staff. That's not the way this day's going. But
I used to get yelled at by the engineers because I apparently carry an extra charge.
Do you really?
Yeah, she does.
Oh, my God.
She's electric.
What have I always said?
How many times have you gotten? I'm sorry to laugh, but I saw it. I saw
funny.
Katie, mm-hmm. And Katie is over there with gesturing like she's just eaten, you know, the pizza sauce has burned the roof of her mouth off. Where was the charge coming through your headphones?
That one was definitely.
Yeah.
I just got shocked in my ear. That's the second time.
It jumps from the metal diaphragm in the headphones.
Hey, Buzz,
to the ear itself.
This isn't your review, you know.
They really ought to be plastic.
Oh my God!
Just don't scoot around in your chair or scoot your feet across the carpeting because that's what's causing the static
she
charge.
She shouldn't be getting electrical shocks.
She's doing it herself.
She's not doing it herself.
You know what's happening? I mean, it's arcing like a Frankenstein movie.
Is Lockridge here or Bear?
They both are.
Okay, can we speak to one of them, please?
There's only one answer.
See which one can get here first.
Attaching a grounding strap to her.
I'd really like to get an answer before we proceed, because this is pretty scary stuff.
Bear?
Katie was in serious pain. Bear or Jeff, if we can get him to the studio.
Jeff or Bear?
Or anyone. You know
who else
really
is here
matter.
Is Roger.
Roger?
Yeah. Ferris?
The other engineer?
Yeah,
I'd take Roger.
Oh, we got them all here today. Let's let's get an explanation.
Hey,
if Lockridge
Roger.
Is here, I'd love to talk to him. He might know what's going on with this thing.
Jeff?
But Katie was, hey, Jeff, are you here?
Scientific
Bear?
Explanation.
Roger?
They're next door.
Oh, they're in the air studio.
Is anyone in the producer's room listening to this show?
Joe just went to get
them.
God. Honest to God, what's happening today?
I don't
We're
know.
Trying to find them.
Well, do it when I start talking, all right? Thank you.
We did.
Jesus. Well, then why? Oh, then come in and yell at me. Take the time to do that. Take the effing time to do that. That's a great idea. All I want to do is find out why someone suffered an electrical shock when we started the show.
Hey, we're all
in this
in
studio.
Here.
I'm just curious about that. Jeez Louise, my God.
We may need paramedics.
Have you recovered from your electrical shock, Katie?
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff, come on in a second. We have a question
Jeff
for you.
Here.
Nothing is broken so far as we know. It's just a question.
All right, we're sitting here, and Katie, we start the broadcast. Katie's got her headphones on.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly, I look over at her, Jeff, and she's going, like this.
Because she's being shocked
on her ear.
So it's working then.
I thought you were the man, since you're here, the chief engineer, to explain what in the name of Christ is happening in this studio right now.
I don't know, Katie. Why were you shaking like that?
Well, it's the second time I got shocked.
On her ear.
Yeah, yeah, she's gotten shocked twice today.
But it's both times it's happened, I was walking past all of this business over here.
When she walks on the carpeting, it arcs from the headphone to her ear itself.
Okay, well, that makes sense because there's a ground connection between the headphones and the console. So as you're walking along the carpet, you're generating some static electricity.
Listen to how commies
be. It's the easiest path to ground through your headphones
what,
in your
you know,
head.
Right what now, can you I do? Can really tell that you don't like me.
What can she do to keep from being shocked?
Good
Jeff?
Question, Buzz. Do we have any of the
fabric?
Joe, maybe on the microphone, please, so we could hear you. You know, just doing a little radio show today.
It's always a good thing to keep
a spray bottle.
A spray bottle of diluted fabric softener. So you spray that on the carpet.
In your years, I mean, I've been doing this
short of changing, wearing non-static shoes. And
I've been doing this a long time. I've never seen anyone get shocked in an air studio.
For the first,
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. For the first 3 months that I worked here, Tony hated me because I would short out the board in the air studio
by grounding it out.
So and certain individuals.
What's really cool is when you hit the console and it fires everything.
Yeah, that would happen to me.
Everything
all the time.
That's happened
once.
To you.
Oh yeah.
She's electric.
Oh, yeah.
So the
boogie.
The problem is with you.
Yeah, it's with in the other studio. I go before I touch the board. I go to the back of the room and I touch something metal and. Mm-hmm.
What kind of shoes do you have on?
What kind of shoes do you have on?
Solid iron Birkenstocks.
Made of balloons. So I see. You see everything in this business once in a while. I had no idea that this actually could happen. So, yeah. So she's more conductive. Is that what it is?
You know, I believe this carpet is actually supposed to be have like carbon fibers in it to dissipate the static.
Yeah, but not with somebody who's
working
who's electric.
Real well.
All right. Okay. So she has to not move around when she's sitting at the microphone,
or take her headphones off.
Right.
Although
right.
You know, if I'd keep the headphones on, just because
I didn't touch my headphones, they just.
But they were touching you.
I'll show you a tip on how to wear your headphones so that's less likely to happen.
Is that what we call it?
There is. Yeah, that's what we're going
to
call it.
What if we got her to hold on to a rod?
You could always take off your shoes.
Would taking off the shoes work? Would that help?
Yes it would.
Well,
yeah, her shoes have rubber soles on them, so
that's the problem.
I like the Beatles.
All right, so the solution is
she
for
go barefoot.
Katie to go barefoot. And
have
that'll...
you looked at the floor?
Hey, Jeff, I have to tell you, isn't that the solution for all of them? Really? Thank you. Yes.
Oh, no.
All right, Katie, so would you, if you're going to sit down, could you remove your shoes? I don't want to see you go through that again.
None of you big fellas promised to walk around.
We promise.
Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate
Thank you,
that.
Jeff. Welcome.
Thank
Jesus,
you,
I have
question
no idea.
Answered. Thank you, Mr. Science.
Oh, my God.
Now Katie's going to be 4 inches shorter.
No, I just want to see you, Katie. I want you to walk over to the.
I don't want to.
Well, but take your shoes off before you do that. You don't have, like, club feet or anything, do you?
No, they're cute.
Not yet. They're cute feet.
It's always nice when Jeff comes by, isn't it?
It's always lovely. He was very mellow about that.
Well, he was very excited someone was in pain.
You fellas been doing this a long time. You ever see anything like that?
I have been shocked in the ear that way before. I know exactly what she's talking about.
I wonder if this would have anything to do with how she is in the rack of root, if you know what I mean. You know?
Oh, electric.
Boogie, woogie, woogie. All right, Katie now has her shoes off, and you can sit down and
that's how it
make
starts.
Yourself comfortable. Very good. That was scary.
Kidding.
It was scary. Everyone was scared.
I mean, that gets I looked over and she's doing this. Like, it's like out of a movie.
It really like a Frankenstein movie.
The only thing missing was like the arc coming down into her head. Frankenstein, Frankenstein.
I wanted to see one of those Jacob's ladders where the lightning goes up to two little metal sticks.
All right, she's returned to her seat. How are you feeling right now? Turn her microphone on. you're okay now?
Uh-huh.
Okay. You're nervous though.
Seriously, I don't want to have my shoes on here.
I understand. Because of the scabies and stuff that are on the floor?
The oog factor.
Yeah, there's a tremendous oog factor in here. But I think they actually do vacuum in here.
Yeah, but you know what?
Oh, that's going
to... That's not going to get the DNA.
Yeah, thank you. I was looking for the word, but...
Well, it's a very difficult choice you have, Katie. It's electric shock or, you know, foot fungus. That's what you have to make a decision
And all she's
about.
Wearing are flip-flops.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wouldn't think that would make a difference.
Well, you saw her. She came out of her seat.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, I know what you're doing. You think that Mr. Lockridge's explanation was not satisfactory. Isn't
yeah, I know that the board is wired correctly.
There it is. So the wiring might be a little haywire in here, huh?
Oh, it's fine.
This board is haunted. Right, it's a polter board.
Okay, well, Katie, relax, enjoy it. We're going to play the iPod game in a second. But first, let's get some sex music on here. And with this very first porn review of 2008, ladies and gentlemen, I give you Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Mike. The movie is called The Craving from Wicked Pictures. It is Adult Video News' best film of the year.
Oh, my God.
Starring Jessica Drake.
Jessica Drake.
I have a lot of little complaints about this movie, including some unnatural-looking implants. Not a fan of that.
I'm surprised at that.
But attractive people, well-lighted, well-edited, and photographed on nice sets and locations. It's easy on the eyes.
The star of this movie.
Jessica Drake.
Drake?
She has implants.
Yes, she does.
I've seen movies that she's been in where she didn't have them, and I've seen movies where she had them.
I think she's one of their star contract players. I'm not her biggest fan, but she was fine in the movie. There are other people, other women in the movie I found much more attractive.
Very good.
In fact, the sets and the costumes I mentioned, they do a better job of telling the stories than the acting in this movie, as is usually the case.
But, of course, that's your usual porn review. You're not going to like any of the acting.
Most
have you ever seen a porno movie where there really was dialogue acted well, ever?
Maybe once or twice. It's extremely rare.
But even like your favorite director, Andrew Blake, there's no talking in his movie.
What about We Girls?
Very little. Oh, that's some of the worst, best acting you're ever going to see.
What's We Girls?
Oh, he
that?
Reviewed that years ago, but it's a great, great porno film.
That's an old movie.
Okay,
about some swingers in the suburbs.
So tell me more about this fabulous
All right, here's
film.
My advice. Skip the first useless 7 minutes of this movie and launch into the first of 5 adapted fairy tales, one of which has a shockingly evil ending.
Wow.
Okay, here it goes. A Sleeping Beauty, Pied Piper, Riding Hood, rather, Rapunzel, and The Princess and the Frog. Those are the fairy tales.
Wow.
And in the bonus...
What kind of hair does Rapunzel let down?
Very long. Very long
imagine.
Hair. And in
Hey, in recent porn, they don't have that kind of
exactly.
hair anymore.
What's wrong with you? This wasn't shot in the 70s.
I like that lady standing in front of the fireplace.
In the bonus section. In the bonus section.
You know the centerfold I'm talking
about.
We're going to get to them all, Pachango. Don't worry about it.
Deborah Jo Fondren.
Deborah Jo. What's her last name?
Fondren.
Fondren. Fondren.
Yes.
Yes. Fondren.
Yes. Yeah. We haven't really discussed that in detail with you. Huh? As far as that aspect of these films nowadays, would
right.
you like to see a little more than the constant smooth operations, if you know what I mean?
I like to see it mixed up a little bit. I'm not a fan of Wildwood, so I like
right.
some grooming,
mm-hmm.
But in varying degrees, and maybe a little of everything.
You're not
good.
A fan of that beer that my friend Paul and I invented.
What beer is that, Mike?
Winterbush.
No, not...
Step up to the robust flavor of
not
Winterbush.
So much.
Delicious.
With modern heating, it's really not needed.
That's right. You know, you've liked the summer ales from all the different breweries, but let me tell you something. On a cold winter's night when the snow is flying, there's nothing like the strong, robust flavor of Winterbush.
St. Louis, Missouri.
Winterbush, yes. I like Katie. That's no, there's no need for you to be off mic right now. Feel free to join in with all of us.
That's
yes.
right.
Now, step up to real flavor. Step up to
Winterbush.
I'm terribly sorry.
In the bonus section of the DVD, check out the Cinderella they couldn't use because the film got partially exposed during production. So it's grainy, but it's actually a better scene than the opening scene they chose to replace it in the actual movie. Now, my favorite parts of the movie include the Pied Piper teaching the women of Hamelin how to play the flute.
Wow.
And the part where Rapunzel really lets down her hair.
Oh, fantastic.
Those are both pretty strong scenes in the movie.
Did you give any of the male characters, the male actors that are in this movie?
Yes, Mike. Who are the male people in
well,
the movie?
Well, I could name some male porno actors. You've got
of course.
Your, you, is it Randy well, Randy Savage? Is he one?
There's one, yes.
You got...
there's Randy Spears.
Randy Spears. why do we old queens know the male names of porno actors?
Because there's
actors?
Only like 10 of them.
Katie, you know, we've thrust you into the show, so to speak, today.
I have no place to go. am...
Or she'll be shocked.
We've got you right where you want you.
She will be shocked to death. So are there any famous old-time porn actors in this?
No, actually, these are all young, attractive people, both male and female.
Very nice.
No. Any other named females in it?
Not that I recognize, no. But I've been a little bit out of touch. Trust me, they're young, attractive people.
And whatever happened to Joey Silvera?
Fortunately, he's not one of the young, attractive people.
Rob, the funniest thing is he knows the actors.
Yeah,
names.
So the really bad,
I remember
ugly guys.
Joey Silvera, and there's not a hint of Herschel Savage in it.
There's another one.
Very good.
How
about John Leslie?
Oh, wow.
That's going back mm-hmm. a long time.
Tom Byron?
Oh, there's one other.
Those leather nuts.
Oh, I can't remember.
There are so many.
Yes, I know.
The Craving has something for every taste, which may be part of what makes it a less-than-perfect couples movie. But if you can make her think she's watching Princess Bride, you
Hold
may
on.
Have a nice evening ahead of
Wait
you.
Wait a minute. Wait, when you say it has... what was that, Katie?
Have fun storming the castle.
Thank you.
When you talk about something for everybody, uh-huh. I mean...
really something for everybody?
If you don't, there are certain acts I can't describe here that if you're not a fan of, and a lot of women aren't, they won't enjoy that particular scene.
Right.
So my recommendation to guys would be screen this first, show her the fairy tales you think she'll like.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
Yeah, that'd be my advice.
Or, you know, but how many couples really are going to throw that on? You know what I mean? Is that the...
Marcia and I agree. Four condoms out of five for the craving from Wicked Pictures.
That's him and his wife. They watch them together.
A qualified recommendation for the craving.
Very nice. Thank you very much, Buzz. That was a very nice first
two thumbs up.
Our first. Those aren't thumbs.
Now you can turn off the porn music because I'm getting oogie fied. And Katie's getting electric shock.
Is it time to move back now?
We're going to do it. Here's the transition music back to Your iPod Sucks.
Let's have some fun with music.
Music, everyone.
Uh-huh.
It is fun. All right, we really haven't gotten a chance to dive into our iPods.
We
got a few minutes to do it here. Let's get right back to the phones and go to Kurt. Kurt in somewhere hiding in Northern California. How are you, Kurt?
Hey, good. How are you, Mike?
All right, you know how the game works. The way it's going to go is we're going to play a selection from somebody's iPod. If any of the people in the room don't care for it, they shout at the top of their lungs, "Your iPod sucks!" And then we figure out whose it is, and if you guess correctly, you'll win a T-shirt or another nice prize. You ready, Kurt?
Is it possible I could play for the 3208?
The 3208? Because you brought it up? Mm-hmm. That's the second time.
3201.
3201. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
3201?
No,
you blew it, Pally.
If you don't get the dollar value accurately and you've got a bad cell
phone. He's got Dick Morris's phone.
I don't have tolerance for that, Kurt.
I'll get it in shape. I'm sorry.
All right, very good. But let's listen. And, Rob, let's get right to the iPods. Let's listen.
Your iPod sucks. I was still waiting.
Okay, we had several people shout at the same time. Uh-huh. Kurt, would you like to guess whose iPod that is?
Well, it's a mellow tune, kind of a beach sound, and I'm going to guess it's Buzz.
Buzz Burbank is, Rob, is that Buzz's iPod?
Don't we normally reveal the artist first?
The artist would be Kenny Chesney.
Really, you knew?
No shoes, no service.
Oh, yes. Really? See, I didn't know.
Yes,
no problem.
The reveal goes to the sticky-backed iPod of Mr. Mike O'Mara.
That's not fair. It is sticky-backed because Bear repaired it, and
that's
he put
true.
A sticker on
that's
the back
true.
Of it. You made it sound, especially, that's not an appropriate thing to say after Buzz's porno review.
You're right.
I'm sorry, Kurt, you didn't have it right. It was not Buzz's iPod. It was mine, and what a shame that you didn't let it get to even the good part. Yeah. You know, the hook.
There was a good part.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's a famous country song. I listen to a little country
Starts
music.
Mellow, you
know. Swear to God, how did you find that one? All right.
I swear to God, Jack.
Man, I swear to God. Man. Yes, Katie?
Is that how you play poker? Because I knew by looking at your face that was yours.
But you see, it's really not our game to guess whose it is. It's the person on the line.
Right.
So I really didn't make any secret of my grin and my lusty grin for Kenny.
Your lusty grin.
And that jugular vein.
Your leering grin.
Let's go to Greg in Spokane. Greg, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. You ready to play?
You bet.
All right, next iPod, Rob. Here we go. What's funny about this is everybody looking at each other.
Yeah, but
I don't know whose it is. This is a classic song.
Yeah, it's hard to stop any Beatles song.
Could be any of us.
Pretty long.
Except maybe some of the zither stuff.
Now, the reason nobody's jumping up and saying your iPod sucks is I think maybe everybody in the room wants to get to the chorus.
Just hear a little of it, yeah.
Oh, we do.
Maybe sing along?
I'm with
Charlie
you,
does.
Are you with me?
I'm with you.
Because I really think this is a great chorus, and maybe, like, really softly, we could all sing along.
We all live in a yellow submarine. Yellow submarine. Yellow submarine.
Nobody's jumping up.
We all live in a yellow submarine. Yellow submarine. Yellow submarine.
All right, there we go. Nice, now, that's the first one. Nobody said your iPod sucked.
Exactly,
and let's see.
Let's have fun with music.
We're all gay, though.
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
Greg, what's your guess? Whose iPod is that?
I'm going to say Joe's.
It's Joe's. Let's see what the big reveal is. Rob, whose iPod is that?
It's the Stone Age iPod of Katie Ford.
Katie!
Good
one. That didn't suck.
That's the first one that nobody jumped up and said it sucked. Mm-hmm. Who doesn't like the Beatles? Mm-hmm. And Greg, a T-shirt for you. I'll put you on hold. Okay, thanks for playing the game.
Thanks.
All right, let's go to one more. Got time for a couple more here. Let's go to Scott in Sacramento. Scott, you ready to play the game?
You know it.
Okay, let's go. Rob, our next iPod selection, please.
All right, and it begins now.
Hit it. Your iPod sucks.
Oh,
that was fast.
I don't even know what that was.
I didn't either, but I didn't like it. I hated that, like, far away, it's in a basement. I just thought that had that over, you know, produced kind of garagey,
horrible.
Sound. I didn't like it.
You just beat me to it.
What was that?
I didn't know what it was.
You wounded one of us.
Now, is there anybody else in the room that might have jumped in a little bit longer?
I needed to hear more.
Okay, but I jumped in and said his iPod sucked or her iPod sucked.
As you're
Scott
right.
from Sacramento.
Scott!
Whose iPod do you think it is?
I'm going with Rob.
You're going with Rob, and Rob, now for the reveal, is it your iPod?
It is.
Of course.
Oh, another winner. It's another POS production from Phil Spector, who never knew what he was doing.
Never amounted to a thing.
He shot a woman to death.
Allegedly.
After some hits.
Nice hair, dude.
His hair is nice.
His hair is very nice.
That's girls can tell by the crystals.
And Scott, did he get it wrong or right? I forgot. It was
he got it right.
Right. Right. Right.
Winner. All right. You get a prize. We'll put you on hold there. And we'll give you the, what is it, the $31?
$31.04.
$31.04 for you, okay,
$32.01. I'm sorry, Katie's right.
Well, now you're just making it up.
I know.
$32.01, whatever. I'll put them on hold. We'll play one more time. Let's move on to our next iPod. We've got Kristen from Woodbridge, Virginia. How are you, Kristen?
I'm fabulous.
Are you getting ready for your big 4th of July weekend?
Actually, I'm going to Colorado tomorrow.
Oh,
so.
Good. You'll be traveling, too. I'll see you at the airport with 4 million of our closest friends.
Actually, Mike, I'm going to Colorado.
That's fantastic
news. It sure is.
Let's select our next iPod selection. Here we go, Rob Spiewak.
Somebody had to do it.
I didn't expect Katie.
All right, kill it. All right, that was Katie. Katie, would you like to state your case on that one?
I was the only person who would say it. We were all looking around. You wanted to say it,
well,
too.
I've said it every time. So, yeah, it just sucked. I hate that song.
I like it.
Is that Lucky Star by Madonna?
It is by Madonna.
Yes. Kristen, would you like
Wayne LaPierre.
Hello. I'm Wayne LaPierre, and I'm going to Colorado this weekend.
Kristen, whose iPod do you think it is?
Joe
is the guest. Rob, reveal whose iPod is it?
To Joe, I say no. To Buzz, I say yes.
Yes.
Hi. Hi.
Lucky Star. Interesting
Lucky
choice
Star.
Of Madonna's song.
You know, here's the thing.
Any significance to it?
Not really. It's a song that was familiar in the 80s. I have every piece of music I own in this iPod, so anything could come up.
Wow. Okay, well, that's it.
Makes me
Sorry
want to
about
keep
that.
On playing.
No prize for you, Kristen, but enjoy your holiday in Colorado, okay?
Thank you, too.
Thanks for calling in, and we're going to play a full segment.
Yay.
Also,
yay.
Joe McLeod.
Joe McLeod.
Our movie guy coming in from Baltimore, and more of this. Starting to get into a rhythm with it right now.
Yeah.
Starting to get that Dick Morris taste out of my mouth.
I think we're fine.
We'll be back with more fun and more thrills right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.